The ideal episode length. This is the topic for today. I'm Mark from onpodium.com. This is podcast about podcasting. Let's go. Welcome to episode 15. I hang out in a lot of podcasting forums, and there is one debate that never ends. How long should my podcast be? People want a magic number. They say, the average commute is 22 minutes, so your show should be 22 minutes. Or they say, Joe Rogan is 3 hours, so I should be 3 hours. Here is the only correct answer. Your podcast should be as long as it needs to be and not a minute longer. There is no perfect length. There is only perfect editing. Dan Carlin has a history podcast called Hardcore History. His episodes are 5 hours long, and people listen to every single second. Why? Because the content is gripping. On the other hand, I have heard 10-minute daily news podcasts that felt like they dragged on forever because the host was boring and repetitive. It is not about the minutes on the clock. It is about the value per minute. If you can tell a story in 20 minutes, but you drag it out to 40 minutes because you think longer is better, you are diluting your value. You are watering down the soup. My advice? Aim for density. If you are just starting out, shorter is usually safer. It is much harder to be interesting for an hour than it is to be interesting for 15 minutes. Respect your own ability. If you are a great interviewer, go long. If you are great at quick tips, keep it short. But never, ever fill time just to fill time. If you finish your content at the 18-minute mark, stop recording. Don't ramble for 2 more minutes just to hit a round number. The listeners will appreciate the efficiency. In a world where everyone is fighting for attention, brief and good is the ultimate competitive advantage. That is all for today. We have covered 15 days of podcasting tips. I'm Mark, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Until then, keep podcasting.